Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most people know that most investing involves some risk, but our next guest says that he sees some investors going to great lengths to avoid risk at all costs. Jeff Wilds is a certified financial planner, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Georgetown, South Carolina. Jeff, welcome back to the program.
Well, it's always good to be on with you, Mike. Thanks for inviting me.
So, are there times when risk can be a good thing?
Sure, Mike. If you think about risk in other areas of our life, we like risk in certain areas. You know, think about the thrill of riding a roller coaster or the excitement from stealing a first kiss. We look forward to those things. When it comes to investing, we tend to take a different approach, though, obviously.
You are seeing some people who tell you, look, I'll invest, but I don't want any risk whatsoever.
Well, yeah, some people are like that. Fortunately, most don't go to quite that extreme. But, you know, sometimes we get some people that aren't comfortable with risk at all, or they're very concerned about it, at least, and maybe don't really understand the advantages of having some risk in their portfolio.
And so how does one determine the proper amount of risk to take when they are putting together that portfolio?
Well, if you think about it, there are really three very important questions that a person ought to ask or think about when it comes to evaluating the risk that they have in their portfolio. And they look at risk from different aspects, really. The first question is really, how much risk can I tolerate? On an emotional level, how much risk can a person handle without losing sleep at night, or worse yet, panicking and selling at the worst possible time when the market is down? The second question is more on a financial aspect of risk, and that question is, what is my capacity for risk? What level of risk can a person handle financially if things were to go poorly and there was a significant decline in the market, or we had a recession or something like that? The answer to these two questions can vary pretty widely, even within the same person. You know, some people are very emotionally able to handle risk, but maybe they shouldn't be taking that much risk from a financial aspect, while other people maybe are more concerned about it from an emotional aspect, but financially they could handle it if they chose to.
Okay, and I think I remember you saying that there are three questions that a person should ask themselves. What is that third question?
Well, and this one may be the most important question of all, Mike, and that is, how much risk do I need to take in order to reach my goals? This is critical because it's really the one that helps you balance these other two. If you take too little risk, you might feel comfortable and not worried about the risk, but not have enough risk and therefore enough return to be able to reach your financial goals in the long run. On the other hand, if you've done a good job saving and investing over the years and accumulated some wealth, you may not need to take on as much risk as you might even be comfortable doing, and be able to reach your goals at a lower level of risk and be able to have a little more safety in your later years there. So this idea of how much return do you need, or therefore how much risk do you need in order to reach your goal, this is really the key thing that drives all of this.
I guess probably the next logical question is do you have a formula that puts these three questions together and determines that appropriate level?
Well, we do have something kind of like a formula, Mike, and it really comes down to some things that are good, sound financial principles that have been tested over time and that have a lot to do with the way investments are allocated among different kinds of investments within a portfolio, because there's no risk-free investment, really. Even things like CDs that are generally considered very safe oftentimes get affected very negatively by the risk of inflation. And so we have to balance these things. And having the right mixture of investments within the account divided up between things that their exposure to different risk varies from one another and how they react to risk varies from one another. These are what help balance a portfolio and able to help you reach your goals without taking on too much risk.
Well, Jeff, Thank you so much for taking the risk to speak with us today.
Well, thank you too, Mike. Always a pleasure to be on your show.
Jeff Wilds is a certified financial planner in Georgetown, South Carolina. And remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.